Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Ava Jules, and we're in for quite a fun little episode today. I'm going to be talking about female friendships in our 20s because I am turning 23 next, well, when you're listening to this, on Saturday. My birthday is November 11th, which is crazy, and it's going to be my last year in my early 20s, because when I turned 24, that's technically my mid-20s, and that is so crazy to even think about. But there's just been some things on my mind and heart that made me feel called to do this episode. But before I hop into that, gotta give a little life update first. Obviously, first things first, I made homemade creamy tomato soup and grilled cheese for dinner the other night. The grilled cheese obviously wasn't that hard, but I made homemade tomato soup and it was so good. I just had the urge to, and it just sounded so cozy and comforting. That was my favorite go-to like meal as a kid. I was kind of a picky eater growing up, and whenever I didn't want something, I would just ask my mom to make me a grilled cheese. And so grilled cheese have always just been my comfort meal. I haven't made one. I've literally never had a grilled cheese in this apartment, which is crazy because I've almost lived here for 2 years. So it has been a long time since I've chowed down on a grilled cheese, and dipping that into the tomato soup that I made, it was so good. I just looked up creamy tomato soup recipe online and it was like one of the first ones that popped up, and it was really easy. Honestly, it didn't even take that long. It was a pretty simple dish, but it just tasted so good and it was all warm and it was just so nice to enjoy evening. Eating a home-cooked meal, even though it was really simple, nothing revolutionary, but I don't know, I feel like it's the perfect time of year to kind of experiment in the kitchen more, try some new dishes. I'm really interested in making my first ever soup very soon, so updates to come on that, but I can't believe it's November. Like, the year is so close to being done, and that is just so crazy to me, but I love the last 2 months of the year. Like, they're my favorite 2 months, even though I'm a summer girl for life. There's just something so cozy about November and December, and I love them, and I'm so happy that we're here. And yeah, birthday month, I'm a Scorpio. If you can't tell, I feel like the sides of my personality I show on the internet, you probably wouldn't be able to tell, but like, I think it's, I don't know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I can so see my Scorpio tendencies. I'm not huge on astrology, but here and there, I'm like, ooh, that definitely resonates. So anyway, that's coming up, which is crazy. I'm trying to cook up some birthday plans. I was never really someone who liked to do big things for my birthday. And I don't know, I think that just came from me not having a lot of friends, I guess. And so I was like, okay, what's the point of planning a party? Or like, I don't know. I think I would always just set my expectations super low so that I wouldn't get disappointed, because I think in the past I've been disappointed on birthdays. I would get the birthday blues. So I'm hoping, I honestly don't think I will have the birthday blues this year, because I think I'm in a very good place. If anything, if I do get the birthday blues, I think it'll be in like a positive way, not like a mourning and sad kind of way, because that's the kind of vibe it usually is. But I feel very excited. I feel ready to turn 23. I think I'm going to do a fun little birthday episode for my next podcast, so stay on the lookout for that. Probably some lessons I've learned, because I think this has been the biggest year for me of my life and probably my favorite year. Like, 22 was my favorite year, and I don't know, it's not always like that where the most recent year is my favorite year, but I just feel like I learned the most when I was 22, and I don't know, it was very special to me. So I'm excited. I am sad to like see it go, but I'm excited for a new chapter, and 23 just sounds so much more adult than 22. Like, I don't know, 22 still seems like super young and like fresh. Not that 23 isn't young and fresh, but I don't know, it just makes me sound like older, I get, obviously, but you know what I mean. I feel like in your 20s, that 1 year can really make a difference. And so I'm just going to embrace it and welcome it with open arms. I still feel like a teenager sometimes, but I'll just have to deal with that on my own. A few days ago, I got back from my little trip to Michigan and Charleston, which was super fun. I talked about it in my last episode, how I was going up to Michigan to visit Hannah, and then we were going to Charleston to visit Ellie for her birthday. And Michigan, I've been there before. It was great. I have been there once during the fall, and I was just there during the perfect week. The weather was surprisingly kind of warm. It was like upper 60s, lower 70s. So it was very cool. And the leaves were perfect. They were bright orange, bright red. They were still on the trees. It's so jarring, and it's still crazy to me that me living on Oahu and like me living in Hawaii and seeing what I see, it's crazy that a place where I live exists simultaneously as a place like Michigan exists. And like, you know, even other places in the world that are just so different from each other existing all at the same time. It's crazy to me. And it's also crazy that I think 2 days ago, so when I just got home from my trip, it was snowing in Michigan. I was looking at Hannah's story and I was so confused because her whole yard was blanketed in snow. And I'm just thinking to myself, where was that when I was there? Because I still have never seen falling snow. And that's something that's been on my bucket list for my entire life. Crazy how much the weather changes. And then we went to Charleston and that was really fun. We went apple picking. We did a little road trip up north to northern Michigan to like Traverse City. Super fun. We had a great time. It was very relaxing. And then 36 hours after I landed in Michigan, we jetted off to Charleston, which I've never been there before. And I've always just heard such great things and seen photos. It looked so beautiful. Charleston was so fun. I love it. It's such a charming town. I feel like there's so much to do during the day. There's great nightlife, great restaurants, great shopping. I really liked it. I just thought it was the cutest little place. And it was so cool to see where Ellie lives now. And we just had so much fun. Her sister is an event planner, Eventful Erin. Shout out if you ever need a virtual event planner, definitely go check her out. But it was just planned to the nines and it was just so cozy. We had the best group of people. We were staying at this Airbnb in Folly Beach, which is like Charleston's beach town. And it was just the best group, the best people, the best time. It was just planned so well. We had so many fun activities and things that we were doing. We went to really amazing restaurants, played a lot of card games. Let me tell you about my recent obsession, Monopoly Deal. If you have never heard of it, I didn't either, but I am now hooked. I even got the app version on my phone because I love to play. It is a card game version of Monopoly. So it goes by a lot faster. It's very intense. You can kind of get into like these heated modes of playing, but you're basically playing Monopoly, but with cards. You can play from 2 to 5 people. And that is what we played all weekend. And it got to the point where I was just begging for people to play with me. And it was so fun. Ellie's boyfriend brought it with him. And so he taught us how to play. And I was just hooked. And then he was like, there's a phone game and you can like play with your friends if you share the game code. So I was obsessed to the point where I'm flying home on the plane and the other people were flying home from Charleston too. And we were like sending the game codes to each other and still playing this damn game, even though we were all on different planes going to different places in the world. So that is my new obsession. I actually have been meaning, I should have gotten that today when I was at Target, but I think they sell it at Target. It's just called Monopoly Deal. Go get it. It's so fun. Very easy to learn. I cannot wait because I am going to definitely make Micah learn how to play and make him play with me. And honestly, that is like one of the best things that came out of that trip, which sounds so silly, but I don't know. It was just so wholesome playing card games with everyone. And it's just funny because we've been doing these birthday celebrations for like Hannah and Ellie, honestly, since 5, 6, 7 years ago. And it's just funny seeing the progression, like each birthday year that we do, it just gets better and more seamless. And I don't know, this was just such a fun trip. And it was so fun to celebrate Ellie and just all be together because it's kind of rare that we get to do that since all of us live in different places. You guys, somehow it's already that time of year, holiday season, which means holiday shopping. It can really creep up on you. One second it's summer, then the next I'm scrambling to, you know, get some good unique gifts for people. That's my favorite thing to do, is get things that people will really love and that's unique to them. And that's not always the easiest thing to do, but one of my favorite places to get gifts for my favorite people is Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods literally has never let me down. It's the holiday season's secret weapon. They have the most unique gifts for everyone on your list, whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family. Uncommon Goods knows exactly what you want. One of my favorite things to get on their site are their coffee mugs. You guys know I love a cute little ceramic coffee mug, and they have so many options, ones that you can even personalize too, which is really fun. There is no better feeling than getting someone a gift that they are truly obsessed with. I also love supporting small artists and businesses, and when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you do exactly that, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone and anyone. And one of my favorite things is that with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they actually give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated over $2.5 million to date. Many of these products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/mind. That's uncommongoods.com/mind for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. One thing I appreciate about our friendship, especially between the three of us, is that we will always do the most to make it work and to see each other, and we'll always show up for each other when it really matters and support each other. And I just think it's really sweet that we've had this tradition of going to different places, meeting somewhere for each other's birthdays, and I don't know, it's just really special. And yeah, I really appreciate that about our friendship. It definitely takes a lot of effort to do that since we do all live so far away from each other, but it's always so worth it. And yeah, I had the best time. So honestly, that's kind of what inspired me to do this episode about female friendships in your 20s. I feel like I could dive into this even more than I'm going to in this episode because this is such a broad topic. Maybe if you guys like this episode, definitely let me know, and I can do maybe like an advice sesh that's centered around friendships in your 20s, female friendships, navigating all of that, if that's something that you're interested in. But I just felt called to talk about this because as I was there, we had a lot of really good conversations with each other about how crazy it is that we have stuck together and been friends for so many years. And it just feels like we all grew up with each other and we were always there when we needed each other. And I don't know, I feel like being on that trip now, being adults, and we're all a lot older now. We're not just, you know, teenagers. We're adults with lives, with things going on, and just seeing the way we put in the effort for each other, it made me feel really grateful to have friendships like that. And so that's why I kind of felt inspired to talk about that in a podcast episode, because I think friendships in general can be confusing, but especially in your 20s, when you're going through so much in your personal life, it can just get really confusing. It can be hard to navigate. So I just kind of wanted to talk about it, give some tips, give my thoughts on this. It can be confusing and hard, and it's been such a learning experience for me because it's so much more dynamic and it's not as easy as it feels when you're kids, when you're teenagers. I feel like it's just such a different dynamic being in your 20s and having these friendships. When you're a kid, everything is a lot more simple in general, so that's a given. But especially when you're in, let's say, high school and you're seeing your friends all the time because you're in the same place, you're all going to school together, so you see each other every day. But in your 20s, I think it takes a lot more effort to see your friends and make time for them just because everyone kind of goes their ways, especially after college or after high school. You tend to kind of all go your separate way and start building your lives, and it can be hard to maintain friendships in your 20s because of that reason, everyone doing their own thing. And I don't know, I feel like it's important to make the effort for them because they can become so meaningful and feel like a second family. And I think at this age, more than ever, who you surround yourself with can really make or break who you are as a person, because these years are the years where the most change is going on, and you want to be surrounded by like-minded people who have similar goals or values as you. And so I think picking your friends wisely is so important. It's interesting because I have so much value for friends that I've grown up with, but I think there's also a lot of strength in knowing when a friendship has kind of reached its end. And I think in your 20s, it's really normal for friendships that you had from middle school or from high school to come to a natural end. It's not always easy. It's not always pretty, but I think it's something that so many of us go through. I've gone through it. And in the moment, it sucks. Like, friendship breakups suck so much. It's a different kind of pain. But I think it's really normal for that to happen. Not all friendships that you're going to have are lifelong friends. And that's okay. It becomes up to you to create the community that you want to surround yourself with, the people you want to associate yourself with, especially at this age when your friends can have such a profound impact on you. The people you spend your time with do make you who you are and influence who you are, I think, in a lot of ways. I know it's a really cliche saying, you are who you surround yourself with, but I think to a certain extent, I believe that that is true. I've seen it in other people. I've seen it in myself. And I think it's important to really, I don't know if curate is the right word. Maybe it is. But I think it's good to be picky about who you spend your time with in your 20s, because already your time is so limited and spread out. You're already going through enough changes, graduating college, trying to figure out what you're doing with your life. Being in your 20s in itself is just confusing and weird. And so friendships should not add stress to your life. It should be something that adds happiness and value. And it's something that you want to be able to lean on. And I think that's why it's so important to have solid friendships in your 20s. And I think it's really important to pour into those. Everyone's situation with this is so different, because I've seen friendship groups that have lasted from the beginning of high school to now. They're graduated college and they're still groups. They're still a group of friends. Or the opposite, just seeing friendship groups fall apart, seeing people not really belong to any friend groups. And I don't know, I've seen it on the internet too, where I'll see a video go viral of a group of friends making a TikTok, and I'll read the comments and I see a lot that are saying similar things to, I wish I had a group of friends. I don't have a group of girls. How do I find this? So I do want to say it's never too late to find new friends. You're never too old to find lifelong friends. Just because you're meeting someone a little later in the game in your 20s doesn't mean that they still aren't going to be a huge role and character in your life. But it's never too late. I want to give you that affirmation, I guess, because I know how frustrating it can be when it feels like you don't have a solid group of friends. And I have felt like that in my life at some points. I've always had really good friends, but more so in terms of like friends that lived where I lived. I went through a period, especially after high school, when I wasn't in college, and so I didn't have that to rely on to find new people to be friends with. And I went through a period where I was definitely isolated, and it made me, I don't know, just the more I was isolated from people, the more resistant I was to the idea of it. And it just made me, like, looking back, I feel kind of sorry that I ever felt like that, because now I've come to a place, and I never thought I'd get here, where I have so many solid friendships, and I'm so grateful for that. And a lot of these friendships are new, which I wish I could have told myself. Just because you're in your 20s now doesn't mean it's too late to still build really great friendships with new people. That was actually one of my goals for 2023, was to put myself out there more. I have overcome a lot of my social anxiety, and that was very liberating for me, because I finally came to a place where I feel like I could be myself in public and around people and really put myself in a position to make friends. And I really have done that this year. I've made quite a few new friends who mean a lot to me, while simultaneously having friends that I've had for 6-7 years now still mean a lot to me. It's not like one is better than the other. I think there's a lot of different types of friends, and it's okay to have more casual friendships. The ones where you're close and are always there for each other, you hardly see each other, or very deep, meaningful friendships. I think there's so many different types of friendships that you can build and create and can have, and it's normal to have different types. Not everyone is going to be your best friend, and that's okay. It's normal to have different friends for different things. One thing that I was struggling with initially was learning how to put in effort for other people when I already feel like I'm spreading myself so thin in other areas of my life and I feel like I have nothing else to give. I will say this about friendships in your 20s, something as little as a text can go a long way. It can be very difficult to find really good, quality, luxurious staple pieces that are also reasonably priced. That was until I found Quince. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at prices within reach. I've been trying to level up my style game in the last couple of years as I found my personal style more, and Quince has definitely helped. They have timeless pieces that will never go out of style. I know that these pieces will be in my closet forever, which I've been trying to do more of, from 100% cashmere sweaters to silk tops and dresses to your new go-to pants. Quince will help you create the capsule wardrobe of your dreams. And you guys know, I love a good deal. So when I found out Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, I about lost it. It's the best thing. I love to hear that. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And probably the best and most important part to me, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Recently, some of my favorite pieces are the sweaters. I have a few from them. And living where I live, I don't get to wear fall and winter clothes too often, but when I do, like when I travel, these sweaters from Quince are definitely the ones I go to first. So definitely check them out for this fall and winter season. Get affordable luxury with Quince. Go to quince.com/mind for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mind to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mind. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It'll take you 30 seconds to send it. If you have a friend that you're thinking about that you haven't seen in a bit or maybe checked up on in a bit, sending a text that says, "Hey, thinking about you, love and miss you, let's grab a coffee sometime the next time you're free," or whatever, something along those lines, something like that can go a long way. And I think it's the little bits of effort like that that will keep a relationship, a friendship alive. Even just that tiny bit of effort, I think, makes such a big difference, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in your own life, your own thing, and the same thing's probably happening to them too. We're all just trying to figure it out, that friendships can kind of feel like they're put on the back burner a bit. But I think one way to stay in touch and keep that effort and like spark alive in a friendship, I think, is to reach out. Little things like that, I think, really add up to make a big difference. It can get kind of confusing. You've probably noticed this in your own friendships, when you have certain people in your life who are super chill, low maintenance, and then you have more high maintenance friends. And I know you know what I mean, because there are certain people that just feel like you feel like you have to, they just need a lot of attention and require more from you. And it can be kind of exhausting when you have more of a high maintenance friend. Nothing against them, nothing against you. Just some people, some friendships are more like that. For me, I tend to gravitate towards friendships that are more low maintenance, and we're kind of on the same page with like, hey, we're both super busy, we'll make time for each other when we can, love you, here for you if you ever genuinely need me. But I don't know, I don't think of myself as a high maintenance friend. I think it comes down to an understanding of knowing that other people are also going through their own shit right now, figuring it out, working their ass off. So am I. I know that for myself, and so I'm able to kind of understand that for other people as well. But yeah, sometimes that can be the hardest situation, when you have a super high maintenance friend and it's just like kind of weighs heavy on you, because you still want to be a good friend to them. Just give them what you have. If you can get on the same page with each other, maybe have a conversation about it, great. But just do the best that you can. And speaking of communication, I think having that in your friendships and your relationships is so important, to work on your communication skills. Let them know how you're feeling, where you're at. And really, what it comes down to at the end of the day, friendships should add happiness, love, laughter, joy, and all the good things to your life. We're past that age of high school drama or college drama. You know how it goes. In the moment, it feels life-ending and drama just sucks. Being caught in it sucks. In your 20s, you kind of realize that none of that matters, and friendships should enhance your life and add to your life, not take away from it. And so finding the right people, building that community, like I said before, around yourself is so important. Your friendships will support you so much in your 20s. Obviously, family and yourself too, but what I'm talking about in this episode is friendships. And I just think that who you surround yourself with has such a direct impact on you at this age. And I feel that really heavily in my own life. And I think that at this point, at this age, I'm not here for drama. I'm not here for any of that bullshittery. I'm just not. I want to be in friendships that uplift me, that feel good. I know they're there for me. I know I'm there for them. And it's just this mutual understanding. And those are just my favorite. And I felt really happy after this past weekend hanging out with Hannah and Ellie. I've been friends with those girls for so long. We've seen each other through our brightest times, our darkest times. And I think that's the beauty of knowing someone for years of your life, is seeing them go through different stages of their life and still being there for them. I think friendships ebb and flow. Sometimes you grow closer together and you stay super close. Sometimes you grow apart and then you'll come back together. And then sometimes you start off close, you flow apart, and it stays like that. And I think that's just the nature of life. You have new people come into your life and some older people will leave your life. And like I said before, it's really sad, but it's all a part of growing up. And growing up can be scary. It can be weird. So much is changing in your body, in your mind. Your friendships are changing. The people you thought would be around forever, you haven't talked to in years. It's strange. But then on the flip side, you'll also have people enter your life that you never thought would have. And you'll have these amazing people surrounding you. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And there's so much power in that. And one of the biggest things I've learned throughout my years of friendship with Hannah and Ellie is that it's so important to show up for each other, to support each other, and to be there without judgment. It's really rare when you find friends like that. So nurture those friendships, put in effort, show up for them. Also, this is so random, but one of my other tips that I wrote is don't neglect your friends for a guy, which is a concept that I've talked about before. You know, when you get a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're in a new relationship, whatever it is, and your world starts to revolve around that person, which is a given. It's new, it's exciting. And sometimes you can kind of put your friendships on the back burner for that. And I think that's normal to an extent. You know, when you're first getting to know someone, it's super exciting, you're swept up in all of it. But when it becomes something that goes on for a while, that's when you're in tricky territory, because you don't want to be the person that's in a relationship and then something bad happens and then you go running back to your friends. That's not fun for anyone, and that's not fair for your friends either. And so even me, like in my relationship right now, as much as I would have loved to have my first like Halloween with my boyfriend, do a couple's costume, would I've loved that? Would I've loved that? Yes, because I missed the last Halloween with him too. I also know how important it is to make time for my friends, and like if they're doing something, especially my long distance friends, like I knew I wanted to go do that. But even on a smaller scale, just making time for my friends here as well. But as I was saying, it definitely takes a conscious effort to do that, because naturally you want to spend all of your time with your person, which is understood. But your friends, and I've iterated this in so many different ways at this point, but are just so important to have and to cultivate a good community. It's so meaningful, and they provide things in your life that a partner just can't. And it's different. It's a different type of relationship, and it's really special, and it's important to have. One thing that I really admired about Ellie, it's her first Halloween with her boyfriend. And something that I admired so much was that this weekend, we wanted to do a trio costume, which is kind of funny. All these years of spending Halloween together, we've never done a trio costume, but we finally did. We did. I was the Wicked Witch of the West, Hannah was Dorothy, and Ellie was Glinda, I think her name is, the Good Witch. Trio costume with us, because she knew it meant a lot to us, and she also just wanted to do a trio costume with her best friends. She went through all that work to go get her dress, her props, her wand, get the whole costume together, even though she had already planned a couple's costume with her boyfriend. He was Travis Kelce and she was Taylor Swift, which, genius, I'm obsessed, so good. Go look at her Instagram because the photos are so freaking cute. But she had already had that costume planned for ages. And then Hannah and I randomly were just like, hey, let's do a trio costume. It was kind of last minute. I just thought it was so cute that she literally went out of her way to still make that happen. And I don't know, that meant so much to me because I even told her this. I was like, you still made time to like do this for your friends and with your friends and dress up with us and got ready early so that you could take pictures with us and then literally take everything off and put on a whole brand new costume. And I don't know, I feel like the effort that I felt with that was just unmatched. And I was like, wow, this is such a good example of having balance and still, you know, prioritizing like things and making time for different people in your life. I don't know. I just thought that was the cutest thing ever that she still went through all that trouble to do the trio costume with us, even though she was doing her first like couples costume. So you can't always have it all, but sometimes you can. Sometimes you can kind of figure it out in a way that makes everyone happy, makes you happy. Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about before, but I'm just grateful to have gotten at a point in my life where I am so deeply happy with my friendships that I have. I have friends that I've had since high school. You know who you are. There's like one of you. I have friendships that I just made this year that mean a lot to me. And it's funny, I just never thought I'd get here, but I opened up my mind to the thought of it in the beginning of this year. I laid out that intention for myself because, like I said earlier, there was a period where I definitely was isolating myself and kind of cut myself off from new people. But now here I am, and I feel so fulfilled in that aspect of my life. I think it was kind of a chunk that was missing for a bit. It's never too late to find friends. It's never too late to fix a friendship. That's also something that sometimes you just have to let bygones be bygones. If someone means a lot to you, shoot them a text, patch it up. Life's too short. If you really care about someone, reach out to them. You never know what'll happen. I know that at this age, a lot of people, maybe you even listening, feel like you haven't found a solid core group of girlfriends yet. And that is okay, because I promise that is out there for you. Sometimes it takes some time to find. Honestly, finding the right friends, it's like dating. It comes down to compatibility and just being at the right place at the right time, meeting the right person. It can be as difficult as finding a partner in this economy. It's really hard, but I know that it's out there for you. Don't give up on that thought. There are people who you haven't met yet that are going to be such an important role in your life. If you want me to do another episode about this topic, definitely let me know. I can do answering questions like an advice sesh or read entries on things you need advice about within your friendships. I can definitely do something like that. Just leave a little comment on the most recent podcast Instagram post so I know if that's something you're interested in. This episode didn't really have much of a flow to it. I kind of just sat down and pressed record. So hopefully you stuck with me here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for always listening to all my thoughts, whether they're organized or chaotic. And that was everything on my mind.